and I was laying there on the bed and I looked up so about don't then children shouldn't be you. He said, no ma'am. Well, I come because I'm your friend. And said, let me tell you something, Mr. said, Mr. Tom, he always called him Mr. Tom. Said, Mr. Tom absolutely did not suffer. Said time he hit the ground, he's gone. He said, if every doctor in Anderson County had been right there, wouldn't have been one thing in the world they could have done. But I thought that was pretty decent, and your doctor coming to you and not sent for it, didn't you? That's unusual.
Sure was. Mm-hmm.
But I know I never did go to the kitchen. I was in the bed. I'd like to kill me. But some of the children told me, said, Mom, you ought to see that table. Said, it's just full of food. So we have a death in our church family. We always have send a great big meal. Everybody sends a dish, you know.
Would people ever sit up with a late or anything like what, that?
It seems like that's kind of like, yeah, because most of the time they don't bring the body home anymore, you know. They go to the mortuary, the family goes to the mortuary and people go there, you know. But they don't bring the bodies out of the homes like they used to back years ago. They used to bring them home, you know. But the people go to the mortuary to speak to the family, you know. And then they move the body from there to the church for the next day for the service.
Okay.
I know my husband died, that mortuary at Grays at Pelder, it wouldn't hardly hold the people.
And then where are most people buried at?
Well, different ones. A lot of people have a burial ground that aren't fossil on this side of Anderson, you know, that big public cemetery. But my lot's down Big Creek.
Church.
Yeah, down at my church. We had that lot fixed. My husband bought that about 18 years before he died. They were selling off the lots down there and having them all fixed, you know. And he told me, he had that all fixed. Our name wrote in there in the cement. It's cemented around and what have you. We had a 5 or 6 grave plot. He told me, he says, let's go down to Everton, Georgia and get our monument. I said, Tom, I don't want to see my tombstone, and I wouldn't let him do it. And then after he died, Larry had to carry me to Easley Marble Works, and I had to buy our monument. But we had that 18 years before he died, because they were selling the different places, you know, he knew where he wanted to have ours. Well, in fact, it's one of his good friends had died, and we got the lot next to him. That's where he bought that lot. But they got a lot of places down there, and I staked off for people to buy them a lot if they wanted to, on down further. But they got a lot of people buried at Big Creek Cemetery.
Okay. And what do they call the thing that they're buried in? I guess they used to make them at home themselves, but now they got to buy it at the...
What did they call it? I remember they put that down in the grave, put the coffin down in it.
Those vault things?
It's vaults.
Okay.
It's a vault. They dig the grave, you know, and they put that vault down in there, and then the casket goes down in that vault. I got a horror to that. Of course, I won't know nothing about it, but
I guess not.
That's something when you put a little one down in that thing, they'd have to leave them.
Yeah, it's hard. Happens to everybody,
I guess. They didn't used to have that. They used to just put the coffin down in that.
Right.
I believe my grandmother that died.